For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tiger fans, get ready for episode 158 of the official Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club podcast, bringing you all the latest news, updates, and buzz surrounding your mighty JSU Tigers. I am the Corey C. Be sure to download and subscribe to the podcast to be notified of every new episode. Apple Podcast users, rate and review the show, and everyone, follow Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club on Facebook and Tiger Talk 1400 on Instagram and Twitter. It all helps the cause, which is the I love, Jackson State University. Hosting today's show is Superman, Ken Clark.
Welcome to Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. I'm your man, Ken Clark, hosting the show today. And today we got us a special guest, defensive lineman, grad transfer from the ACC conference, man, and coming to us from Georgia Tech, those Yellow Jackets out of Atlanta, Georgia. He recently made his headlines for his commitment to the I Love Jackson State University, Mr. Antoine Owens. Welcome to Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I'm blessed. I can't complain. Thank y'all for having me.
Man, we're ecstatic to have you on. Like I said, it's a great day, man. First and foremost, man, I want to personally congratulate you on graduating and receiving your degree. I know you recently tweeted, you know, and put on IG that you were a first generation graduate.
Yes, sir.
Tell us a little bit about that accomplishment and what it means to you and your family, man.
It's a deep accomplishment for me and my family, you know what I'm saying? Coming from where we come from, you know, very humble beginnings, you know, very humble background, but, you know, we always seen the best and stuff. And growing up, my moms and my pops always instilled in me, you know, that one, through faith, you could do anything, you know what I'm saying? Through faith, anything is possible. And then outside of that, through hard work, you know, you got to have hard work to make your faith work, you know what I'm saying, in a way. So that was just something that they always instilled in me, you know what I'm saying? Even with them not being able to get the opportunity to go to the next level or, you know what I'm saying, educate themselves even farther, I felt like that was my duty, you know what I'm saying, as a young man. And I'm the oldest in my family, you know what I'm saying? I'm the first boy. I got a little brother behind me. He's 17. I got a little sister that's looking after me. So I felt that it was especially important to make that impression on them that, hey, you know, you can do it. You know what I'm saying? Georgia Tech, not an easy school to graduate from at all. You know what I'm saying? Right. So anything, you know, I just wanted to make it clear to them that anything you put your mind to, you can do it. And don't let nobody ever tell you what you can't and can do.
Man, that's big time. You know, oldest in the family, you know, first. You came out the gate strong and you set a great example. Man, kudos to you. Thank you. Of you already, man, and happy for you and your family. And hopefully, you know, we get some more of some of that Owens family over to the Jackson State family. You know, we welcome them all, man. This is a family affair, man.
Definitely, man. I tell people all the time, my little brother going to be a monster. You know what I'm saying? He literally only 17. Yeah, he only 17. He my size, like, for sure. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, boy. See, you know, you talking to a guy that love to recruit, man. See, now after the show, we're going to have to get it. We're going to have to get all the info on Big Bro, on Lil Bro, and see, you know, if we can't go on ahead and start that pipeline, man.
Definitely, man.
Good stuff, man. So, man, Antoine, you got your bachelor's degree in history, science, and technology, you know. So tell us a little bit about what interests you in that field and, you know, how do you see yourself utilizing that degree after you're done playing football?
You know, I see myself in that field just coming from, like I say, the background I come from, you know what I'm saying? I see a lot of times that our areas are of disproportion, you know what I'm saying, in terms of resources, in terms of just the lack of resources, you know what I mean? So my whole degree is, my degree is in like geographical definition, you know, try to put it an easy way. It's basically like, you know, finding out which, you know, geographical area, you know, which demographics you can get the most out of, which is any strategy you take as far as marketing, business, medical, you know what I'm saying? It's a wide array of things, but my, you know, what I want to do after my playing days are over, obviously, is try to sit down with some tech companies. You know, I got a couple already, but try to sit down with some tech companies and try to, you know, reach out into those communities of disproportion. You know what I mean? Right. Try to figure out those geographical data and numbers that we could fix as far as, you know, whether that be better food. You know, we have food deserts in a lot of these places that we're from. So whether it be food, whether it be resources such as school, academics, help with medical staff, help with, you know what I'm saying, help with the police, like as far as tension, you know what I mean? Because that's big right now. It's a lot of stuff where the police necessarily don't know what's going on in the neighborhood, and the people in the neighborhood don't necessarily, you know what I'm saying? So to try to use those tensions and relations, you know, that's where I would come in, obviously. But, you know, just outside of that as well, you know, it's a wide array of things I want to do, you know what I mean? But ultimately, I feel like that's where, you know, my presence would be most felt.
Man, that's powerful, man. That's powerful. I almost want to give you a standing ovation to that one, man, because we know, you know, I come from a, you know, very similar humble background, and this is big time what you're speaking of, and I know that you'll definitely make an impact. I can hear the passion in your voice when you speak of it.
Yes,
you
sir.
Know, and it means a lot, you know. So I wish you the best with that, man, and I know you're gonna do great, you know. So
thank you.
No doubt, you know. So you graduate from Georgia Tech. You know, you announced your commitment to Jackson State all in the same week, you know. So right. Talk about what led up to that decision. You know, what attracted you to Jackson State, especially having only 1 year left and really needing to make it count?
Yeah, I mean, you know, for me personally, like I said, you know, I feel like my film already speaks for itself in a way, you know what I mean? With the coaching change at Georgia Tech last couple of years, it kind of through a fork and stuff with my plans, you know what I'm saying? But like I always say, you know, God will put me where he want me, you know what I mean? And
right.
I just like to do everything on God's timing, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't like the...
That's it.
You know what I mean? I feel like when you rush stuff, or when you, you know what I'm saying, when you lackadaisical with stuff, or you feeling it, like you in your feelings about something, you know, stuff tends not to work out for you how you want it to work anyway, you know what I mean? Right. But like I say, I feel like, you know, with Georgia Tech, it was just a different direction that the program was going in. And me and myself being one of the guys that was, you know, I was a two to three year starter at Georgia Tech. I didn't start my whole freshman year, but I started a couple games, and I started my sophomore and my junior season before I injured myself. You know what I mean? So my film was already there as far as, you know, as I felt like as far as league recognition, you know what I mean? But with the Jackson State commitment, I felt like it was just bigger than me. You know what I mean? I feel like this movement is much bigger than me. It's much bigger than Antoine Owens. You know what I'm saying? Like, I speak right. with people all the time from back at the crib, because, you know, FAMU is located where I'm from. You know what I mean?
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I speak.
We're going to get into a little bit of that. Yeah, oh, yeah. We got to touch on it. We got to touch on that.
Yeah. But a lot of folks, you know what I'm saying, coming from, while from in Florida, you know, a lot of folks look down upon, you know, the HBCUs in a sense, as far as, you know, because we got Miami, Florida State, Florida, you know what I mean? So I just felt like it was time to change the narrative of what's going on, you know what I mean? Because a lot of HBCUs have been historically great for putting out talent, and not only talent right. elite, but putting out Hall of Fame talent, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's something that's, you know, that ain't, you know what I mean, word of mouth. Like, that's facts. That's, you could look that up, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like it was big for me to make this decision, you know what I mean? And the type of coach that, you know, with Coach Prime, you know what I'm saying? And the whole coaching staff as a whole, you know what I'm saying? I feel like those guys could definitely get you there. You know what I mean? You just got to put in your side. You got to put in your effort and your work. And, hey, like absolutely. I said, you know, yeah, right. Absolutely. God has got everything else.
Man, you sound like you're definitely following the right mentality, you know what I mean, with – and they got a saying which says, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans, right?
Right.
So, exactly. You know, listening, kind of waiting to see which direction he have you go is the best one. But, you know, and speaking of Jackson State, you come into one of the most storied, you know, from a historical standpoint, one of the most proud, richest tradition, you know, universities. We got four Hall of Famers. Hopefully we get a fifth in there with our brother Jimmy Smith. But, you know, we got Lynn Barney, you know, Robert Brazil, you know, Jackie Slater, and Sweetness himself, Walter Payton, right? So
right,
you come into, you're not just coming to an HBCU. You come into, we say, the best HBCU, right?
Right.
And we're looking for you to make an impact right away. So you fitting right on in, man. So, you know, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. So when you committed, you tweeted, don't talk about the movement, be the movement, right?
Yes,
talk
sir.
To us about the significance of the movement. I know you touched a little bit, but, you know, let's delve into a little deeper, you know, about what part of what that means to you, you know?
You know, what that means to me, you know, is just being rich in your tradition and in your pride. You know what I'm saying? I feel like a lot of times, you know, we get, you know, student athletes, we get wrapped up in the tangibles. You know what I'm saying? We get wrapped up in the name, man. You know what I'm saying? And, oh, they put this dude in the league. They put that in the league. But I can vouch for myself, you know what I'm saying? I spent my whole 4 years at Georgia Tech, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like that's not the case for everybody, you know what I mean? Like a lot of dudes
right.
get there and they see that, you know, it's not what it is, so they become depressed, they become down, you know what I'm saying? They become out of their element, you know what I mean? And I feel like going to, you know, the best HBCU of Jackson State, you know what I'm saying? I feel like
see, you learning already, man. You learned it already.
For sure. You know, it just puts people in a better state of mind. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, like I say, I feel like definitely being, you know what I'm saying, around positive people, like I say, like Coach Prime and his staff, and just not only those people, but people that I know that's on the team, you know, being around people like that are positive, that are uplifting, that are not only, you know, strictly like, you better make this, you know what I'm saying, tackle for loss, or you better make this interception, but they care about you as a person, you know what I'm saying? They care about your mental, right. your emotional, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's big, you know what I'm saying? Definitely being a black man in society today, that's huge, you know what I mean?
That's so, right.
like I say, I feel like, you know, that's the movement, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't just be a guy on the team, you know what I'm saying? Or don't just be, you know, don't sacrifice yourself, you know what I'm saying, just for the betterment or our empowerment of a university, you know what I'm saying, that's made money off the backs of 1,000 people just like you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I want to say, go build your own, you know what I'm saying, tradition. Build your own, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Power, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just something different within me now, like, that I've, you know what I'm saying, been through the process. It's kind of, like, clicking different in my head as why I should be, like, why not only myself, but a lot of players that have my ability, that have the ability, like myself, to go Division I in the best Power 5 conferences, like, you know what I'm saying? We could do the same thing at this level, you know what I'm saying, and do it even bigger. So that's why I feel like I say, like, the movement is bigger than me, and it's honestly bigger than, you know what I'm saying, what we got going right now. Like, I feel like a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, not understanding it, but, hey, it's coming.
That's right. That's right. One thing for our listeners, we want to let it be known. You had options. You know, you're not. This definitely isn't a situation where you were limited in options. You were, like you said, a 3-year starter. You know, at a Power 5 school in a big conference, and like I said, you got your degree. You stayed the course, and now you. This is all Antoine Owens' decision to come to Jackson State and be a part of the movement. Like I said, where we hopefully see a migration of some of, you know, our when I say this, some of our more talented athletes coming back to HBCUs. Right. Not a slight to any of the student athletes that are currently at HBCUs, because I know that's a sensitive subject, but
no, for sure.
We know what we're talking about, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
But yeah, absolutely, man. Great stuff. Just moving right along, man. You said you're from Tallahassee, right?
Right.
You know, that's where Coach Prime played college football.
Yes, sir.
And then you went home to Georgia Tech in Atlanta, where he played for the Falcons.
Right.
And he's still revered in three places. He's still revered in those places, man, some three decades later. So the question I have for you, man, were you a big fan of Coach Prime growing up? And you know, how special will it be to play for such a legendary figure and such – with such immense ties to the cities where you both, you lived in as far as Tallahassee and Atlanta, pretty much your whole life.
Right. You know, like Coach Prime, you know what I'm saying, is a myth in Tallahassee, you know what I'm saying, in a sense. You know what I mean? So it's like when people, you know, he was before my time, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't born yet, you know what I mean? I'm a youngin', you know what I'm saying? So
right.
The people that was diehard, you know, Seminole fans, they regard that guy in terms of the highest, you know what I'm saying? In terms of, you know, some of the best that ever walked Bobby Brown Field, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like, you know, I really can't even, you know what I'm saying, put it into words. But it's kind of like if you know what I'm saying, 17, 18 years old and LeBron James is coaching a basketball team or something like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a no-brainer. Like, if you want to be there, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you want everything that you dreaming of or aspiring to attain, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's right here in front of you. You know what I mean? And with Coach Prime and having his ties not only in football but outside of football, as far as branding and marketing yourself, like I feel like it's a no-brainer. You know what I'm saying? Only because, you know, look at who you have at the helm of that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's
who
right.
They're better to learn from. You know what I mean? In terms of football knowledge and as well as real world knowledge. You know what I mean? So in the terms of being, you know what I'm saying, one of the greatest athletes. Like if you like myself and you training to be, you know what I'm saying, one of the best athletes to play the game, like you would want to be around this guy. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like, who wouldn't, you know what I mean? Like who wouldn't take the opportunity? But like I say, you know, Coach Prime is a myth in Tallahassee. You know what I'm saying? You know, with Atlanta's such a big city, you know what I'm saying? You could get wrapped up in stuff here, but nah, back home in Tallahassee, man, when folks found out I got offered by Jackson State, man, they was, it was wild.
That's good, man. That's good stuff, man. I'm gonna have an honest moment. I still, you know, scratch my head sometimes and kind of pinch myself and say, man, we got Deion Primetime Sanders as our head football coach.
Nah,
and then you just kind of go about your day, you know. It's something to behold, man. It's been a very fun ride, and man, we excited about where he's taking us. And you know, which brings us to, you know, the next question. You know, I know you come from an athletic family with family members that have played Power Five college football. You know, I know you also played basketball in high school, played both ways in football.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
Tell us about Antoine Owens, the football player. Yep. This is your chance to brag a little bit. What type of player would you?
Yeah, you know myself, I don't really like to toot my horn too much, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like...
All right, man, you can tell us a little bit. This Tiger Talk with the 1400 club. It's okay.
No, I'm going to tell y'all a little bit. But, you know myself, like I said before, I don't like to toot my horn a lot, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, I'm Antoine Owens. I'm pretty sure all y'all know that. But, you know, coming out of high school, I was ranked in the top 100. I was ranked number 88 coming out of high school my senior year by 24/7. And, you know, just, you know, through these last me maturing as a player, I've seen, you know, I have a great first step off the ball. You know what I'm saying? It's really hard to get into the nitty gritty because I talk about myself as a dynamic defensive lineman. You know what I'm saying? I don't talk about myself as a speed rusher or a power rusher. Or a run stopper, or this or that. You know what I'm saying? I'm all around. Like, I got two interceptions. You know what I'm saying? Playing defensive end.
Oh yeah, I remember that. I saw that.
Yeah. And then the same tape reel. I'm playing. I could play nose guard, 2-eye, 3-tech.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm a athletic all around defensive lineman. You know what I mean? And that's what, you know, the folks at Jackson State, you know what I'm saying, will be getting from me. You know what I mean? I'm one of the most passionate guys on the football team. You know what I'm saying? Only because I understand where I came from. And I understand where a lot of my teammates are going to be coming from. You know what I mean? So it's like with myself, you know, I just had that fire and that passion, that drive inside of me. Not only, you know what I'm saying, being the best Antoine Owens I can be, but being the best teammate I can be. You know what I'm saying? Whether that be lifting up my teammate in terms of, you know what I'm saying, he having a bad game, he ain't getting it right. Telling him, like, dog, it's the next play. You know what I'm saying? Bro, you good. Just get it together. You know what I'm saying? I'm an all-around guy on the field. You know what I'm saying? I'm not one of those person that's a, you know, a stat packer or, you know what I mean? I'm gonna do whatever best for the team. You know what I'm saying? If that means me getting 3 tackles a game versus, you know what I'm saying, the other guy who might just be all about himself getting 10, you know what I'm saying? That's just what it's gonna be. Cause at the end of the day, if my team winning, I'm happy. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I'm not a loser. I'm not a loser. Like I hate losing. So whatever position, whatever role I gotta play for my team to be winning, for us to be posting W's every week, then hey, that's one on us for you.
That's outstanding, man. You know, Coach Prime said he's out looking for, you know, players that are smart, tough, fast, and disciplined. But he added something at the end with character. And we can definitely hear that, you know, the character through your answers and the fire that you speak with. So I know that our GSU Tigers are getting excited because not only are we getting a good football player, we're getting a really good teammate. So that's good stuff, man.
Yes, sir.
So are there any particular players you patting your game after?
Particular players I would pattern my game after. I wouldn't say Aaron Donald because that's typical. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody knows Aaron Donald. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I like to get more technical with it. I like guys like, you know, Preston Smith for the Green Bay Packers, number 91.
Right.
He's a great guy in terms of technique. You know, he's not the fastest off the ball. He's not the strongest, but his technique is just out of this world. You know what I'm saying? Not only him, but you talk about guys like, for me, you know, as a young guy, you know, Quentin Williams, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, yeah, him, you know, I've met him personally, and just training with him, you could tell, like, it's just a similarity there in terms of, you know what I'm saying, coming off the ball, getting in the backfield, you know what I mean? And not only that, but that lateral first step, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people talk about that quick first step, like getting off the ball upfield, but if you slant or if you making, you know what I'm saying, a screen, if they're running the screen or anything like that, you have to redirect faster. So I feel like with that redirect, you know what I'm saying, I'm one of the best in terms of that. But like I said, I really like to model my game around guys like Preston Smith is one of the people that I watch the most, you know what I'm saying, only because he's more of a technician, you know what I'm saying? Everybody else, you know, people have their favorite guys or whatever, but for me, you know, I love Preston Smith. That's just one of the people I've been watching lately. But him, who else? J.J. Watt, I would say, but he's kind of older. You know, guys like that, guys of that such is more of, you know, guys that are, you know, versatile, because J.J. Watt can also play the 5, the 3, you know what I'm saying? He can even slide inside to nose, you know what I'm saying? Of course, Aaron Donald, but, you know, everybody knows that. Everybody knows him. But, yeah, those 3 or 4 guys, definitely, you know what I'm saying, definitely – feel like I model my game around a little bit.
Those are some great stud athletes, man. Some superstars. So anytime you're watching star talent, man, you definitely can learn something each and every time. So so what about you know, health and strength, you know, health and strength and condition standpoint? You know, I know you battle some injuries here and there,
right?
Heck, but how you feeling nowadays?
You know, I really only battled one major injury at Tech for real, and that was really last season, you know, with the knee injury I had. But outside of that, I'm feeling great. You know what I mean? I'm 110% healthy. I'm moving better. I'm actually heavier than I played at last season, but I'm actually down in my numbers in terms of 40 time, 100 time, mile time. You know what I'm saying? So I'm feeling great. Like, I feel like, honestly, you know what I mean? Like I said, I don't really like to toot my own horn, man, but, like, I'm really
okay,
like I'm going to come and run this conference, like, literally, like, 7 sacks a game type stuff, for real. Like, for real.
Hey, if you're getting 7 a game, man, you're going to break a record out the gate. So, if you – that would be probably better than what we've had in quite a while. So, I'm, you know, no slight to anyone, you know, no disrespect to anyone, but the numbers speak for themselves, but – hey, you know what? We have a coach that's very confident, and people take he has a saying, don't let my confidence don't mistake my confidence as arrogance or however it goes. It's something to the effect like, don't be offended by my confidence.
Right.
And he also says, you know, confidence is my natural odor, things of that nature.
Right.
But some people don't understand the difference between arrogance and dogmatism. You know, if you're dogmatic about the work that you put in, you sure in yourself and what you can do and what you're capable of, there's nothing wrong with Nothing wrong with being confident, especially as an athlete, man. You know, you're talking to a former athlete. I get it.
Yes, sir.
You know, like I said, when you put that Jack State uniform on, coach say you're looking for some dogs, man. You know, it's all right. Take over the comp. So, you know, as far as you spoke about, you know, you were heavier than what you were. What's your current height and current weight? And do you have like a target playing weight for the fall?
Well, right now, you know, I'm about 6'3", 6'3¾", almost really 6'4" solid. But I'm weighing around 282.
Okay, I
vary between 277, 282. And you know, that's really my playing weight. You know, that I've been playing at really throughout high school. You know what I'm saying? All my playing years. You know what I'm saying? I've never really been a guy that could. That weighed 300 pounds or a real small guy, real small end that weighed, you know what I'm saying, 250. Nothing like, you know, I've never really been that guy. I've always been a guy that's been big, fast, and physical. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, with those kind of drop off, you know, with guys 300 pounds, you know what I'm saying, they're not as fast as me. Or a guy that's 250, 260, he's not as strong as me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So
that's how I feel about myself and feel about, you know what I'm saying, those type of variants between, you know what I'm saying, the typical D-line stature.
There you go. Good metrics, man. So here's a question I had in mind. I had this theory, man. Me and my buddy, man. Shout out to Zoe. We have this thing. We have a thing where we say is anytime a defensive lineman wears offensive number, he always good, man. That's just our thing. You go back and look. Not the single digits. I'm talking about so you wore the number 89 at Georgia Tech. Not really a number that you really usually see defensive linemen wear. You know, talk to us a little bit about, you know, what was your decision behind that and
you know,
kind of do you plan on wearing that number in the fall?
You know, that's really a very funny story. So that I wore that number in high school, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like I'll never forget. It was my freshman year. I was going into I played on varsity my freshman year. And I was going into my sophomore year. You know, all the older defensive guys, they had left, you know what I'm saying? So it was like my time, you know what I'm saying? Take the throne, you know what I'm saying? As far as grab the torch. You know what I mean? So with the head coach, he was like, if I could hit 315 three times, you know what I'm saying, he'll give me number 9, which, you know, that's I had came to him ask for that number, you know what I'm saying, whatever. But so we got up, we get in the weight room, you know what I mean, and we hit the bench, you know what I mean. So I hit it. I hit the 315 three times, you know what I'm saying, but he, like, the last one ain't count or whatever. And literally, like, ever since then, it's just been like, I really hadn't care about the numbers, you know what I'm saying? Only because I felt like, you know, I'm gonna be a ball regardless, you know what I'm saying? Like with the 315, I hit it, you know. It's like in my mind, I was like, hey, I hit the 315, whatever, whatever. But then when I actually sat down, I'm like, bro, do I really want to prove to this man that I'm worthy of a number? You know what I'm saying? It was just like one of those things where, like, myself, I knew I was good, you know what I'm saying? So I kept 89 and. Hey, like, we just rolled with it. You know what I'm saying? We just rolled with it. Now, when I had got the tech, I didn't know I was going to get number 89. You know what I'm saying? I literally just walked in, and it was number 89. I'm like, okay, that's lit right there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's fine. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't really never been, you know what I'm saying, one of them guys that's wrapped up in the prettiness and things, like the numbers and, you know what I'm saying, visor and black plate and, you know what I mean? Like, nah, like, let's just get it popping, you feel me?
Yeah. Well, you about to play for a coach that says, you know, you look good, you feel good.
Oh, no,
you
feel good, sure. You play good. For sure.
You play good. You know,
hey, but
I had
to
throw that in there.
Hey,
he left it open for me.
Coach Tom out of them trenches, man. Them trenches get dirty now. You can't be pretty in them trenches, man. Hey, look, you can be pretty out there on them islands. You can't be pretty in no trenches.
Oh, man, you got that right. You got So, you know, speaking of Coach Prime, man, you know, Coach Prime was a two-way player back in his day, man. You know, with that 89, you're not holding out hope of playing both sides. You're a little tight. I know you played a little tight end in high school.
Yeah, I did.
D-line only?
What, are you talking about here?
Yeah, Jackson State.
Nah, hey man, I ain't gonna, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna put nothing in the water. Y'all just stay tuned, man. Y'all just stay tuned.
Gotcha.
Season tickets are now on sale for the fall 2021 football season. The ticket offices at Mississippi Veterans Memorial Stadium and the Lee E. Williams Athletics and Assembly Center will be open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. Tickets can be purchased online through Ticketmaster or at the JSU ticket office. Call 601-979-2420. Hashtag Pack the Vet.
So, you know, man, so Georgia Tech opened its 2020 season, you know, in your hometown, Tallahassee, man, and picked up a win against Florida State.
Right.
You know, talk to us a little bit about, you know, what it felt like to return home for a college football game. How'd that feel?
For myself, it was kind of bittersweet, you know what I mean, because I wasn't clear yet, you know what I mean. But just being out there in that atmosphere, it was just surreal. You know what I'm saying? Growing up in that town, you know what I mean? Like, so many days where it's like, dog, like, I didn't even go to a Florida State game until I was getting recruited by them. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how, like, out of touch that was to us. I ain't gonna say out of touch, but you know what I'm saying? We were the people that literally love FAMU. You know what I'm saying? We were big on FAMU. Like, that's where, you know what I'm saying? Like, our pride was, you know what I'm saying? As opposed to FSU, you know what I mean? But, like I say, it was just surreal, you know what I mean? Like, going through the town and, you know, telling my teammates, like, hey, man, this is why I first picked up my first football. This is why I first played my first tackle game. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, bro, like, this the best spot. This is the best wing spot I used to go to in high school after the games on Friday night. Like, that's just, you know what I'm saying? That's just a different feeling now that you've grown past that. Like, I really can't explain it. You know what I'm saying? Like, words wouldn't do it justice.
Man, that's big time. So this is the, you know, this is what I really wanted to ask you, man. You know, you're kicking off your Jackson State football career down in Florida.
Right.
We're going to Miami.
Right.
Against, you know, that we playing against your hometown team, Florida A&M, those Rattlers out of Tallahassee. You know, I know you've been hearing how huge this game is. You know, we got FAMU coming over into the SWAC for the first time, and this game, you know, is one for the ages. You know, how do you feel about playing in that game in Miami for Labor Day weekend?
You know, I feel ecstatic. You know what I'm saying? It kind of caught me off guard. You asking how I feel, man. I feel great. I'm ready to go right now. Like, no cap. You know what I'm saying? Like, these are things that you dreamt about growing up. You know what I mean? Playing schools from your town, or playing schools from your state, or playing in front of the people that love you, in front of the people that have seen you play since you were 7 years old. Like, these are the moments you dream of. You know what I'm saying? When you get to this level. So, you know, I'm ecstatic. You know, I can't even put into words how excited I am for the game. Not only for us, but, you know what I'm saying, for this league in general, for everybody that's associated with this.
Yeah, I can tell you, man, it's definitely going to be a celebration that weekend. We're already excited. We're ecstatic. You know, someone like myself, I don't think I'm by myself when I say I've never been to Miami. Not ashamed to say it, but you know, I've been in Florida few different places, but right. The anticipation is just beyond, you know, anything I could think of. And to be able to play at Hard Rock Stadium, you know, I think, you know, with COVID kind of, we hope that COVID is taking an even further turn south, and we're able to have a pack full capacity, you know what I mean? It's just going to be a celebration, man. And you know, so, you know, I bet your friends and family, you know, can't wait either. You know, do you expect to have a big group of supporters travel down once, you know, I-75 and Florida Turnpike on that, you know, for that game?
Yeah, man, I'm expecting a lot of turnouts for it, you know what I mean? Like I say, like, that's where I'm from. So a lot I expect a lot of people to be in attendance, you know what I'm saying? Not only for myself, but as for FAMU as well. You know what I mean, but like I said, I'm super excited. I'm super excited.
Yeah, good stuff, man. So you know, and as we said, you know, FAMU's in your hometown. You know, then there's Bethune-Cookman. You know, it's just a short drive away as well.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah,
Yeah.
Well, you know, both schools, you know, both schools joining the SWAC this upcoming season. You know, what, you know, what's your, you know, I think you kind of answered it, but I, you know, I was going to ask you, man, what's your familiarity with that other school, you know, in Florida? You know, how you, you know, you've kind of spoken a little bit about FAMU, but
right.
Speak to us a little bit about Bethune. You know, what that, what, you know, how do you feel about Bethune?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I feel like you never underestimate anybody. You know, growing up, Bethune was always the big rivalry with FAMU or whatever, but I don't know much about Bethune, you know what I'm saying? Except that they the Wildcats or whatever, you feel me? I really can't tell you much about them guys, so.
We're moving right along. I totally get it.
For sure, yes, sir.
So, you know, anyway, so quick question, man. Any you got any friends or former teammates or, you know, any of those teams that, you know, that you'll be playing against this fall?
Yeah, I have a lot of, you know what I'm saying? Like, my first cousin plays for Bethune. You know what I mean? He plays receiver.
Ah, got family in the game. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, my first cousin plays for Bethune, and, like, a lot of my friends and, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people I play football with obviously play for FAMU. You know, it's just – It's a lot of people all around, you know what I mean? Like, all throughout the SWAC, you know what I'm saying? With Alabama State, Alcorn. I have friends that play for them, you know what I'm saying? My closest friend plays for North Carolina AT&T. So, you know, it's familiarity there between everybody.
Well, I'm a school you on a little something, you know, and I know they listen. You know, we don't say that name, you know, Tiger Talk. We say that school in Lorman, you know, that school with an A on it. That's your rival. It's just gonna be. No, I'm just teasing. You know,
nah, you good. Know, I'm still like, over here confused.
Yeah. I know. I had to let you know. You mentioned Alcorn. Alcorn is
in-state
rival. No, they, you know, Alcorn. They didn't play this spring. You know, they opted out, and they'll be back in the fold. We got everybody playing this fall, man, and Alcorn's going over to the West, so it's very easily, you know, Jackson State could win the East, Alcorn could win the West, and you can have a JSU Alcorn SWAC championship game. But anything's possible.
For sure.
No. So what I was saying was that we call Alcorn that school in Lorman. Right. I know I might get some inboxes and some texts, but I welcome. It's all love, baby. You know?
No, for sure, man. Hey, you just put me up on game. I ain't even know that. So from now on, we call it that school wherever they at. I don't even know what city they're
at. Lorman, Mississippi, man. They in the woods, man. But you know,
for sure. Okay.
Good school, rich tradition. You know, they're good program. You know, they'll be it'll be a really good game, you know.
No, I'm sure those guys always have a good squad, you know what I'm saying, that I've heard.
They got a pretty good team, so you know, respect to them, and, yes, and we like to have fun with it though. But anyway, moving along, you know, my next question for you is, you know, have you had a chance to, you know, interact with any of your new Jackson State teammates?
Yeah. You know, when I announced my commitment, even before then, when I, you know, said I was offered by them, quite a few guys, you know what I'm saying, tapped in with me, you know what I'm saying, immediately let me know,
okay,
hey man, you know, this is what's going on out here, like, this is what I think you need to be a part of. But yeah, it was quite a few guys, you know what I'm saying, that hit me up, you know, a couple of the most, you know what I'm saying, I could say to be the most persistent, you know, would be Dejon, Tony.
Hey, Nugget, that's my guy there, man.
Yeah, Nugget. Big
fan of Nugget.
Yeah, man, Nugget, Tony. Who else?
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
CJ reached out to me a little bit. You know, those guys like that. Yeah.
Good stuff, man. Got good, really good core guys, man, that we, you know, Coach Prime has brought in, and that, you know, at the end of early signing period 2020, and we, you know, we got high hopes and we're loving the talent that he's you know, that you're a part of, that he's bringing in to combine with those guys. And you know, we're definitely expecting the team to get better and have a better brand of football this fall. So, speaking of, you know, we had an unprecedented season this year. We had a spring season for the first time ever. Did you get a chance to catch any of those games in the spring?
Yes, sir, I did. I watched the games. I watched the game y'all play Alabama State. I watched the game y'all guys played. I think it was school that wore green.
Valley, Mississippi Valley.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yep, them. I think though those are the only two I really, you know what I'm saying, really sat down and watched for real. But you know, those are some good games, man. Definitely I went against Alabama State.
Did you have any idea, man, at the time you was watching them games that Jackson State's where you'd be playing next?
Nah, I ain't had no idea, but you know, like, you know, I'm one of those guys that's, you know what I'm saying, like, hey, you know, I always used to sit, like, my brother, he graduated from Alabama State a couple years ago, you know what I'm saying, played football for those guys, and I was telling him, like, hey, man, you know, it wouldn't be half bad if I played for Deion. Just funny, you know what I'm saying, like, just speaking, like, hey, I spoke it into existence, man, so.
There you go.
Yeah, for sure.
Behold the power of the tongue, man. We glad you spoke it. We glad you're with us now, you know, and now you get to play for, you know, a seasoned professional veteran defensive coordinator, right. Coach Dennis Thurman. You know, he's a guy that played 137 NFL games. You know, he was a defensive coordinator in the NFL. You know, what are your thoughts of, you know, playing for someone with that type of football resume and experience?
You know, like I said earlier, the guys that not only that, you know, Coach Prime has put himself that he's associated himself with, but not only with Coach Thurman, you know, Coach Weeks, you know, those guys have been where we're trying to go at. You know what I'm saying? Correct. So who better would it be to learn from? You know, a lot of these guys, a lot of coaches are, you know what I'm saying, GAs or whatever that we deal with in P5, you know, those are guys that are more smarts. You know, I ain't gonna say smarts, but more of they haven't done it themselves. I'm just put it like that. They ain't done it themselves. You know what I'm saying? So being surrounded by a staff, you know what I'm saying, that's not only done it, but done it at the highest level and done it consistently at the highest level, like that's something that you have to take notice of. You know what I'm saying? Like that's something that shouldn't be took lightly. That shouldn't be taken lightly. And you know, that's something that, you know, Coach, when I got on the phone with Coach Thurman, you know, that he was telling me, like, hey man, like we'd already been where you're trying to go at, and you know what I'm saying, we done did it at the highest level, and we done did it, you know what I'm saying, not having to, you know what I'm saying, do this or do that, you know what I mean? It's just some of those things where it's like, you know, you want to be surrounded, like you say, you know, you're only going to be successful as people you're surrounding yourself by, you know what I mean? So I'm going to surround yourself
around. That's what you're saying.
Right, exactly. So that's something that stuck with me where it's like, all right, you know, coming from where I'm coming from, these guys see my ability. They see where I cannot, you know what I'm saying, where I can go, you know what I mean? Like, obviously, it's something in them as a coaching staff that says, all right, we need to try to get Antoine Owens. You know what I'm saying? Like, and me myself, you know, coming from, you know what I mean? Like, I had a lot of Division I offers when I jumped in the portal. You know what I mean? It wasn't like a thing where it was like, hey man, like I need to hurry up and find a spot. Like I literally jumped in the portal in January and I literally made my decision when I graduated in May. You know what I mean? Without no pressure. You know what I'm saying? So just speaking on that, you know what I mean? Like, Coach Thurman and Coach Weeks and Coach Prime, you know what I'm saying? And the whole staff as a whole, you know, when those guys spoke about, you know, their past experiences and what they can do, and not only what they can do, but the relationships that they've built and relationships that, you know what I'm saying, that they have, it's second to none. You know what I mean? It's just like, you know, it's kind of like finding a needle in a haystack.
That's right. You know, that's some good stuff, man. I mean, Coach came in and put a phenomenal staff together that has a wealth of football knowledge and playing and coaching experience at the highest level. I think he gave us a number of some 84 years, man. And that's, you know, football. Some of these guys have forgot more football than we've ever known, you know. So
Yes, sir.
You get a chance to learn from some of the best. And I'm excited to see what they're going to do with the guys that they're bringing in to fit the you know, the systems and schemes and that they want to try to run. So pretty exciting. So what are you looking forward to most, you know, with your move to Jackson State, both on and off the field?
What I'm looking forward to most on the field is just the level of, you know what I'm saying, competition and just the rich tradition that we have down here with everything, with the not only, you know what I'm saying, with the football, but with the bands, with the television,
oh, yes.
You know, everything that surrounds, you know what I'm saying, just not only yeah. football, but everything that surrounds it. Now, in football, what I'm most, you know what I'm saying, what I'm obviously looking for is to go to the NFL, and not only to go to the NFL but for myself, but to make a name for athletes that's coming out of the HBCU to go into the NFL. Because I feel like that's something that we don't have enough of. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
A lot of guys feel like they have to go to these big-name schools to go to the NFL, when in reality, like I said earlier, you know, that's not the case. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of guys, like I said earlier, feel like they got to go to these places, and when things don't pan out, you know what I'm saying, they're just disregarded in a way. You know what I mean? Where at a lot of schools, you know what I'm saying, like Jackson State, that have these rich traditions of also sending players to the league, as they have those things that you will find interesting outside of football, that something that gives you, you know what I'm saying, a break mentally. You know what I mean? Because football is a stressful game. Football is a stress on your mental. It's a stress on your body. It's a stress emotionally. So a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, if they don't have those breaks, if they can't handle it, you know what I'm saying, they just let it go. You know what I mean? But when you got people surrounded by you that are like you, you know what I'm saying, that look like you, that understand some of the stuff that you're going through, it just makes a world of a difference. And not only that, but if you got guys that come in, you know, have the talent, like, you know what I'm saying, like myself and other guys that's making this move, then the sky's the limit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
right,
like
right.
We could literally, like I said earlier, this is bigger than me. Like, it's bigger than me. Like, we could literally, I don't, like, I just get so excited talking about it, because, you know, like, it's just, I feel so bad when people, like, you know what I'm saying? When I committed to Jackson State, a lot of people ask, like, why? Instead of saying congratulations, saying, you know what I'm saying? They ask, why? You know what I mean?
Right.
And people that look like us, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just gay.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, man. I'm sorry. I don't want to get too passionate about it, too emotional.
And you can be as passionate as you like, because you're talking to one of the most passionate, you know, fans, supporters, alums of Jackson State. And I talk about every day. One of the things you're getting, Antoine, with coming to Jackson State, man, is an extended family. You know, you kind of get somewhat of a safe haven. We don't have to apologize for what we have. And you know, HBCUs is a brand that, you know, that black people, that's our brand. You know, it's something that can't be taken from us. It's a prideful thing.
Right.
Like I said, we play, we talk, we talk smack, but at the end of the day, you know, we're all one big family from an HBCU standpoint. And it's something when you look at the Power Five schools and you look at the ratio and the demographic of the players that are on the field.
Right.
You know, I think you've seen it.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I definitely I understand.
You know what I mean? You're looking at anywhere from a 70-30 ratio. So just if you just did a numbers and you know, it's 100 and something HBCUs, right? So, you know, if we had a half of those players of those ESPN 300 and you know, that return back to, man, you'll see a better brand of football. You'll see the revenue is going to follow the product, because the product are the student athletes.
100%.
Without the student athletes, man, it ain't no money being generated like it is. So we just got to get, I'm talking about black folk, man, and we got to love our own, you know. And I don't mind getting in trouble when I say this, because I speak this, I live this, this is who I am. And I know what you're trying to say. You don't have to tread lightly when it comes to that. You've done it, and you get an opportunity that most don't get a chance to, and that is you got to see it from both sides. See, I didn't go to a PWI. You did. Yeah. I went to a junior college and owned to Jackson State, but you get a chance to really be able to educate your family, that generation behind you, your peers, and it's important. So you're making a major move. You are the movement, because you can speak to it, and it just kind of is what it is. So, you know, not to delve too deep, but that we can have a whole show on it. Matter of fact, we've actually had a show. When you get a chance, go back in some of the episodes and look for the episode where it talks about, you know, athletes returning to HBCUs. We did a really good roundtable discussion a lot of the things that we've touched on, you hear some of the team that's part of this Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club covering that in depth, and even then some. So good stuff, man. Good stuff. We're gonna keep it moving. We got a few more questions, and we'll let you get on out of here. You know, so tell me, man, when are you expecting to get to campus?
I mean, I'm trying to get to campus as soon as possible. I'm not really sure when everyone has to be on campus. You know what I mean? But okay. I'm planning on getting there literally the end of this month, trying to get there before the 1st of June, just so I can get settled. You know what I'm saying? Settled in, get it rolling. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a guy that's got a commission a long time. You know, this graduation, it was great. You know what I'm saying? I love it. You know, but the journey's not over. You know what I'm saying? The mission is not complete. Right. You know what I'm saying? So that's just how I feel on that. You know, and I feel like, you know, I'm trying to get there as soon as possible.
I know you got a phenomenal opportunity having your bachelor's, you know, to move into a master's degree, man. It's not, you got a chance to get 2 degrees, man. So go all in, go for it, go big or go home, right?
Right.
You know, yes, so, well, I'll leave this last few minutes. Do you have any final words for our fans? You've given us a whole lot. I think the listeners are going to love your personality. They're going to love the fire and passion that you've spoken with, you know, wealth of knowledge. But do you have any final words for our fans?
I just want to say thank you. You know what I'm saying? You know, when I committed, the import of love I had, love and support, you know what I'm saying, from people that look like me, I just say thank you. You know what I'm saying? And I just can't wait to get it popping. September 5th down in Miami, you know what I'm saying? I don't really like to brag. I don't like to speak on that too much. But, hey, it's going to be a movie. It is going to be a movie. I need everybody this season to come pack. It's Veterans Memorial, correct?
Veterans Memorial. We call it the Vet.
The Vet,
one of the most storied. Yeah, we got the largest stadium in FCS. We you're going to be playing in front of the biggest home fan base in all of FCS football. We've led in attendance and for three, and you can even include the spring. You can say 4 straight seasons and beyond. And honestly, the tickets just went on sale this week. We're expecting that, you know, all of our Tiger fans, alums, supporters to go and get those season tickets. Man, we want a packed house in the Bay. We got 5 home games this fall. We want to see everybody in the stands supporting this team. We're expecting you guys to be winners, and I can't wait, man. I've already gotten my season tickets, my parking pass, and look, man, I live in Los Angeles, California, man. I got to get my season tickets, right?
For sure. Yes, sir.
The love and support is there, man. We definitely are looking forward to it. You're right. It's going to be a movie. Man, we're ecstatic to have you. You know, if you get that 89, you know, it's going to be – we hope you – We hope the equipment guys are listening and they can give you that 89. That'll be kind of cool to see it.
No, for sure.
But Antoine, man, it's been an absolute pleasure, man, to have you on. Keep that passion, keep that fire, man, and come in ready to work. And we want 10 plus sacks this season, man. Can you make that happen?
Of course, man. That's the goal. That's the mid-season goal.
I love it. So before you get out of here, man, we want to see if we can get you some followers. You know, tell everybody on how they can reach you on your social media.
Yeah, everybody can follow me Instagram and Twitter at the Antoine Owens. It's THE, then my name, Antoine Owens. And yeah, that's those two platforms I'm using the most. So Twitter and Instagram @the Antoine Owens. And yeah, that's it.
Y'all go out there and follow my boy Antoine Owens. I mean, defensive tackle, defensive lineman, defensive end. He's all over. Grad transfer from Georgia Tech. First time graduate, man. We're proud of you. We're happy to have you. And thank you for coming on Tiger Talk with 1400 Club. Take care, man.
Thank y'all for having me. This is a great show. This is great, great people, man. Thank y'all.
And that'll do it for episode 158 of Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. Thank you to all of our listeners. And again, be sure to download and subscribe to the podcast. Apple Podcast users, rate and review the show. And everyone, follow Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club on Facebook and Tiger Talk 1400 on Instagram and Twitter. I cannot stress the importance of this enough. We're looking to do some big things with this platform to aid the athletics department, and it all starts with you. Downloading, subscribing, rating, and reviewing the show. And tell every Tiger that you know. We're on all podcast outlets. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and so on. And we'll be posting each episode on our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages. As always, thanks for your support. Go Tigers. Hashtag I believe. Hashtag the I love.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.